the funding to be able to do that. They've provided funding for the cover, for the color, for printing. They also were able to help us pay all of the published artists and all the vendors on the editorial committee stipends. So thank you, RAC.
That is amazing.
Thank you for letting us be here too and speak on this.
Yes.
Because, yeah, it is something that needs to be, you know, more word needs to get on out.
Definitely. My pleasure. And I know that Street Roots is in the Give Guide as well.
Yes.
If people would like to donate.
Yep. Donations through the end of the year in Willamette Give Guide, giveguide.org.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. This has been KBOO 90.7 FM.
Indeed, you are listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 6 o'clock, and next, we're switching it up tonight. News from the BOO's coming up. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is requesting proposals for a grant writer to provide ongoing grant writing services and application support. This is a one-year contract position for 200 hours, compensated at $25 an hour. Proposals must be submitted electronically to Delphine Crescenzo, station manager at Dell, that's D-E-L, at KBOO.FM. Proposals are due Friday, January 4th at 5 p.m. Responsibilities, background information, the scope of work, and proposal requirements can be found at KBOO.FM/grantwriter2018.
Hi, I'm Bob Madar, inviting you to come on over to Local Folks Podcast and listen to episode number 6 to discover how a local nonprofit in Corvallis, Oregon, provides essential and effective support to gleaners so they can help low-income people feed their families and heat their homes. You can find Local Folks at KBOO.FM. Go to audio, list of programs, podcast, web only, and click on Local Folks.
And now it's time for News from the BOO, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Hello, hello, folks, and good evening. This is News from the BOO. This is your weekly update about what's going on in and around KBOO. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and I'm super happy because I'm joined by Jessie Damon. This is Just Jess.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Jess?
I am doing well, Del. Thanks so much for having me on the BOO.
Yes, well, so you might, you know, recognize Just Jess from lots of different shows here on KBOO, the Monday Sampler, or
a radio geekly.
But Jessie is also a live music syndicator coordinator or syndication coordinator. Jessie, explain what it is that you do here with live music at KBOO.
Yeah, totally. So I've been helping out with the live music here at the BOO since 2012. And what that looks like is a lot of our volunteers get the training to learn how to record live music and set up bands to play live here in the studio. So we offer free trainings. It's one of the awesome things about the BOO. And with that, we are able to bring bands in, local bands, local artists, but also ones that are traveling and coming through Portland to come and play live on the air. We also have some folks that do pre-recording recordings if some of the timing just doesn't work out, or, you know, maybe late night isn't their thing, they can come and do a recording with our volunteers and then also play that on the air. So we have several, I don't know, Del, probably hundreds of audio archives that we've recorded over the years. And so I've been fortunate enough to be able to take some of those audio contents, edit them down, and upload them on the interwebs through several different platforms. And so there's a few websites, including the KBOO website, kboo.fm, that you can stream all of these whenever you want.
Yeah, whenever you want. And we're going to play a couple of samples here of some of the tracks. Before we do that, I was wondering if you could talk about how long you've been involved with live music here at KBOO.
Sure, yeah. Recording, so it. I started volunteering in 2012, I believe. 2011, 2012. All the years kind of blur together. But Yeah, I took it was interesting. I took the volunteer orientation, you know, step one to be a volunteer here at KBOO, mm-hmm. and spoke with Ani, and she was talking about, you know, some of my interests and things. And I actually moved from California pursuing a career in audio engineering. Okay. And so I had a lot of that background. And so when she found out that I was involved in doing engineering, she offered me, you know, take these classes to learn how to do live music and, you know, help with that. And I just got so involved and so like excited about mm-hmm. it, and just seeing all the artists and the volunteers that were enthusiastic about recording live music. And so from there, taking those classes and interacting with folks here at the station, I was able to move on to training the classes myself and teaching other people the skills that I knew, and helping them reach out to different bands. You know, some of them actually had friends that were in bands, right. or they knew people that were coming into town and were thinking, hey, they would be really great to go on this show. And so it just kind of progressed. And then from there, being able to train and stuff too, moving on to the programming side, working with hosts. So if they got an email from, you know, let's say a PR person or a management right. company, they, you know, they were interested in looking at having their bands come into the studio, they would reach out to me or one of our engineers and get that coordinated so we can get them live on the air. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's just been a really fun process. And then, so I've been doing that for 3 or 4 years. And now in the last year or two, I've kind of transitioned more on the programming side and right. been able to pass on the coordinating and the scheduling to another volunteer, Keith, who's been really great. He really enthusiastic, super connected in the city and around the Northwest and stuff. So it's been awesome to see like how that transition has been happening, but in right. such a positive way. And so listening back to some of these archive audios, it was like, oh man, I remember that. And you know, the situation and how that all happened and the interactions with the artists, because yes, you have some that have never played live
right.
on the radio, and then right. some that are just professional and they don't mind, like, oh, I can take 3 or 4 takes, or right. I don't have to do a bunch of setup. And so this, that dynamic, you know, right. between the few. So I brought some pieces that kind of right. show the diversity and the songs that we've recorded here at the station.
Right, for sure. And so I just wanted to start with Edna Vasquez, because
ooh, yes.
she's one of my favorites. So I'll just start playing that a little bit in the background, and then maybe you can tell us a little bit about that recording, how that came about, because Edna is coming to KBOO quite a lot.
Yes, she is one of our local artists. She sings both in Spanish and in English, which is amazing. She's super talented, and she was playing around town in the city, and you know, I'm a fan like you, Del, of her work. And so I saw that she was going to be playing some shows and going on tour, and so we reached out to her, and she was super friendly and was mm-hmm. like, yes, I'll totally come down. And this recording was actually done here in the air room. Oh, believe cool. it or not, like she just kind of set up, like I said, there's a dynamic in the professionalism and things too, and she was just like, I don't need a bunch of you know microphones or anything, I could just sit here and play. And you know, she liked the actual closeness and the intimacy right. you know between everyone, and right. so having her here was just really great. So right. yeah, this song Corazón Nada, she's singing in Spanish, right. so take a listen to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's take a listen to this for a minute.
Nada, que todo es una jornada, que si me enfoco lo logro, si me dedico lo aplico. Ha dado un giro la razón, sacándome de las penas en el corazón, la luz del alma me guía y la llevo por vigía.
So you're listening to News from the Boo. We are enjoying here. I have Jesse Damon with me. And so we're talking about the live music that happens here at KBOO. And so, Jesse, what is usually the the response from artists when they are asked, or when you respond with yes, please come and play live, and sometimes it's on live shows as well. And what do they like to do with the audio? You say some people are absolutely not professionals whatsoever. Does this whole platform just really help then other artists also like get experience and get, you know, the word out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to answer that, I would say yes. The most likely it's a positive experience, depending on their level of professionalism. If they're fairly new, there's a lot of just nervousness and intimidation. But they see the friendliness in the environment here that we create at KBOO, and the openness of just, you know, here, come and play whatever you feel comfortable with. You know, this is the timeline that we're giving you. You know, it's a 2-hour show. We're giving you 30 minutes to play or something like that. Right. Bringing all of your equipment that you would like to, or if not, that we have a lot of, you know, microphones and things that we could set up for them, but kind of giving them the sense of you're playing a gig. Right. You know, but it's just on a different platform, you know.
The audience is not in front of you.
Audience is not there. But I mean, there are some folks that prefer, you know, that sort of setting. Mm-hmm. And so they feel this different sense of, oh, I can play, you know, I don't have to, you know, put on all my makeup and right. wear my fancy outfit. Mm-hmm. I can just come in my work clothes because I have right. to go head out to work after this, right. you know, which has happened more than once. Mm-hmm. So,
and it can just be about the music,
exactly.
the musical experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so when we have, you know, having our engineers live there, right. you know, recording them and giving them feedback. And the awesome thing too about recording here at the station is a lot of times we are able to send them, you know, a file right out the door, you know. Here, right. bring a flash drive and we can give you the recording right here, and they can post it on their websites. Right. And, you know, with the way that our format works here at the station with the live music, we have them sign an artist release form, mm-hmm. and letting them know that we can put it on our sites and like the other websites that we're talking about here that I'm uploading to, that it's, you know, we're not taking any profits from it,
right.
you know, we're nonprofit, and so it's just a matter of a promotional platform for them, right. and then, you know, so here, you know, we don't own the rights to your music, this is your music, and so right. we're able to give it to them right away.
Right, right. And so on the KBOO website, folks, you can find the music also on the National Music Archive.
Yes, so we have 4 different sites. So the KBOO.fm as our site here, and you can search live music at KBOO and it'll pull up several of the ones that we're working with. There's also the Free Music Archive, which is a nonprofit that unfortunately had to shut down temporarily because it was a donor sponsored, and so mm-hmm. they thankfully were able to get another sponsor, so they're going right. to be starting to re-upload music for folks to listen to starting next year, early mm-hmm. next year. We also have the Pacifica Audio Port
right.
through the Pacifica Network. That's at audioport.org. Again, you can search for live music at KBOO. And then finally, we did the Internet Archive, which is at archive.org, and that's for everything, any kind mm-hmm. of audio, if it's news programming or music, any sort of interviews, things like that. So yeah, so those
are and through the Pacifica platform, also other radio stations then can choose to pick up that audio content
correct.
And then play it, which gives exposure to artists
yeah.
in a lot of way. So you talk about the you know, the ambience that is created here when live music happens in the studio at KBOO, and I just picked, if you're okay with us playing a little bit of the Portland Cora Project
oh,
next,
yes.
because I love Cora music, and I would love to hear from you a little bit as to how this recording happened.
Yeah, so this one was played in 2017 back on the Motif, and the Motif is a Saturday program that does a lot of jazz and a lot of instrumental and things like that. But the Portland Cora Project was an interesting case because it had the instruments of, you know, the actual cora,
mm-hmm.
and not many people are familiar with that instrument, and so incorporating that with these other instruments. I mean, you hear like a box drum in the background and,
mm-hmm.
and some guitar and things like that. So, yeah, but it's, you know, the local artists that just come together to learn these cultural instruments and how they can incorporate them into some modern music. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this piece is called Laurelhurst.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is News from the Boo. I'm Delphine, and I'm here with Jesse, who is our live music syndicator, coordinator, and we're listening to really awesome live music recording that have taken place here at KBOO. I was wondering, Jesse, if you can talk a little bit about, you know, the role of music, but also the role of being of KBOO being there for independent artists, you know, and then how then the live music component, you know, adds to the experience, you know, that our listeners are able to get, which, you know, as you said, this is like as if you're performing live in the community, except that it's on the radio.
Sure, sure. And so with KBOO and how awesome that the live music portion is here and the emphasis that we have on live music to bring in these artists and these bands to play live, not only is it a way for them to get their music on the air, but there's also an opportunity for them to promote like upcoming shows or CDs that they've released or things like that. And so it's a kind of a multifaceted thing. So when they contact us or when, you know, some of our volunteers or even programmers go out into the city and like watch a show, you know, they can say, hey, you know, you guys were really great. We'd love to have you on our show. And so there's kind of this back and forth conversation that's happening and I have not experienced that in my years of doing engineering where that's been so fluid and such like an open space for people just to come.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that, like the difference from like actually engineering when you work for a venue versus doing it here at KBOO,
totally.
Where this is absolutely kind of like a place where people can experiment and get the experience of being music engineers.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you go to like these venues and these clubs, there's always the house engineer, you know, the front of house person, and there's that pressure. And I could, you know, speak from experience and being both on the radio but then also in a live venue, there's a different dynamic that you like face where it's, oh my gosh, they're gonna go live at this time. I need to get all this stuff together so that they feel comfortable that, you know, the monitors are okay or their headphones are okay or the people are feeling comfortable. It's not too loud. It's not too quiet. There's some of that pressure there on the radio, but at the same time here at KBOO, you have a group of folks that are with you. So it's sometimes you're flying solo, but there's often times where there's more than one engineer around. Right. So if there's something, we do a sound check, you know, we make sure the artist feels comfortable. Hey, do you need a coffee? You know, if one of us can go grab them a cup of coffee. And it just feels more relaxed in that kind of environment. Sure, there are volunteers that have never done live music before. I've had a lot of folks that are, you know, green, if you will, to say, oh my gosh, I have no idea, like, what kind of microphone do I need to use? And so they're at step one. And I always enjoy like telling them, ask as many questions as you want. You know, this is the platform to do it. This is the space to do it. So when they come and they're interacting with folks, they see that from the artist, but also from the engineers, like, hey, this is kind of my first time too, you know, but we're having fun. If everybody's having a good time and they're enjoying themselves, that comes across in the end. So despite how long that they've been engineering here at the station, or despite how long this artist has been playing around town or, you know, touring or whatever, there's always that sense of like, hey, you know, we're having fun. We're doing this for a positive thing. We want people to know about your music, and we want them to know that they can learn about it too. Because there's also the flip side as well, when there's some bands that come in and they're saying, hey, you know, I didn't know you guys are volunteers. Like, and so they are able to spread the word too of saying, hey, you know, these folks come in and they're taking their time out of their day to help us record and promote our music.
We want to
you know, spread that word as well. So
And I want to talk a little bit more about the training piece, but first I wanted to play another piece. So I've chosen the first two, so I'm gonna let you pick.
Okay.
Which one would you like me to play next?
Let's see. So to kind of give a little bit of the professionalism versus like the relaxedness of it, let's do the Miller and Sasser tune. Ian Miller and James Sasser are longtime musicians here in the Portland area, and they came on the Noontime Jamboree last year. And so this is their tune, Country Song.
Country Song. Let's hear it.
You thought you found yourself an old girl. Don't think she's always like the country song. You might think that, but you'd be wrong. You know that old jukebox melody. She learned that from me. Do you ever wonder how she knows the word? Every country song that you've ever heard. Don't think she's always liked a country song. You might think that, but you'd be wrong. You know that old jukebox melody. She learned that from me. Dancing in your brand new world. You thought you found yourself an old-fashioned girl. Don't think she's always liked a country song.
So you're listening to News from the Boo on your community radio station. I'm Del. I'm here with Jesse. Miller and Sasso, country song we just listened to. So, so you're talking about how these are like professional folks who are playing lots of different places and all. And here they come to KBOO and they meet our volunteers. And some of them are absolutely green, like you call them, have no trainings whatsoever. It might be their very first time, and they're here because they want to learn, and they know that there are folks like you, like Keith, and others who already have the experience and who are going to share. So talk a little bit about what, you know, KBOO members make possible here with this whole training, possibilities for folks.
Yeah, so with earlier in the last segment, when we were talking with the Street Roots folks, they were talking about the Give Guide. Well, KBOO is also in the Give Guide.
That's right.
And with the donations that KBOO gets from the Give Guide and also from our pledge drives and things, gives us the opportunity to maintain, you know, the studio and keeping the equipment running, and allows for the possibility for folks to come in and record live. No, right. We don't pay the volunteers. They're volunteering their time. Mm-hmm. No, we don't pay the band to come mm-hmm. and play on the station. All the funds is just basically maintenance and just upkeep of, you know, our software so we can record things, cables, you know, XLR microphone cables mm-hmm. get busted, and you know, it happens.
Headphones. We actually had 3 pairs of headphones die this week. Tommy told me.
So yeah, so with those funds, it's able to make those things possible. We're able to buy new ones and have that be available. And so yes, and so with those funds, it's a cool opportunity for us to make it free for people to come down,
right.
You know, and learn, but then also being able to record. So, right. Yeah, so there's that positive thing that comes out of it with, you know, our dedicated donors and listeners, our KBOO members, the KBOO community makes things like live music happen, makes things like these bands and artists to come in to promote. And there's, you know, also we're able to have ticket giveaways and right. things like that too, so that when folks listen to the show or they talk to some of the bands here, right. I have a cool story for one of the shows that from the sampler, we were able to have an interview with a band member mm-hmm. from a traveling band, and they had tickets for the show, right. and one of our listeners just enjoyed the content so much that they called in and won the tickets and were able right. to go to the show, and right. they called back several weeks later after the show happened and said, yo, because I listened to KBOO,
right.
I was able to go to the show and find out about this band, right. and so it was just really cool how everything worked out in that sense. And so KBOO is wonderful in that way to make those things right. happen.
And so what are the different skills that volunteers then learn whenever they do take the live music mixology classes?
Yeah, so with live music mixology, we do a lot of step one basics, but then we're also, I know with myself and John Wolfert, the other trainer, we are in the process of getting together, doing kind of like an advanced mixology for those folks that know a little bit more. But the basic class that you can take here at the station learns about different types of microphones, what different frequency levels are, because different instruments put off different frequencies, the lower ends and higher ends, what microphones are accommodating for those types of frequencies, how to set up with in terms of communication with the bands, with the engineers, with the host of the show, getting timing together, making sure release forms are filled out properly, that contact information is given, and then how to save the audio here at the station and have it, you know, saved on, you know, an external drive or, you know, in a cloud somewhere so they can be emailed.
And a little bit of mixing also, you learn.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So different than the air room board here. If some of you have seen the air room, we've got, you know, just our general on and off buttons and the faders. We actually have a live music, like a digital audio workstation, what we call it, that has more functionality. So you can change equalization. You can put any effects like reverb or things on there.
Right.
And then from those signals, it narrows it down to a two track to be able to be recorded.
Right. So lots and lots of professional skills you learn at KBOO. Let's play maybe another one of the tracks that one of our volunteers here have recorded live music.
Yeah, I would want to focus. Let's do the Jenny Jolly because the Grateful Dead and Friends and another Saturday program often features live music.
Mm-hmm.
The collective there always tends to have, you know, Saturday afternoon live music. So this is Jenny Jolly. She played last September. And this tune is called It's All Right.
Let's hear it. And I come and I go, and I do what I please. And you're never gonna touch me, step stuck on side my bended knees. Ziggy and I zag, and you cause you keep up. No, there's too dang bad. God, I'm the best thing that you never ever did have. My blessings, they look like lessons. Oh, when it gets so confusing, I swear to God that I'm running around and I don't need another goose egg. Folks, this is News from the Boo. I'm Dell. I'm here with Jesse, our live music syndicator coordinator, and she's been informing us of all the amazing training that's available here for volunteers at KBOO and all the opportunities available for bands to then be recorded live. And then also here are all the opportunities for you then to go and listen to all of these recordings. And this is what Jesse has been doing as a live music syndication coordinator, putting those online. So Jesse, where are they? Where can people listen?
Yes. So the platforms that I'm uploading to is, of course, the KBOO website, kboo.fm. If you look on the homepage, the little search box, type in live music at KBOO. The titles, the program titles and things are organized in that fashion. There's also the Pacifica Network audio port. That's at audioport.org through the Pacifica Network. And yes, it's more of like the news and things too, but we're fortunate enough to upload there. Same thing, look for live music at KBOO. We also are archiving through the Free Music Archive. There are some things on there right now, but like I was talking about earlier, they're in the process of transitioning to a new sponsor, and so probably early next year you can find more content from us again through KBOO, live music at KBOO. And then finally, the Internet Archive at archive.org is another nonprofit that just does all sorts of audio for you to stream, and we're going to get a collection together, so there's just going to be one giant folder on there that just says live music at KBOO. And Dell, I wanted to also mention too that yes, I am the live music syndicator coordinator, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all the engineers and all the volunteers that I've had over the years that have helped train, that I've worked alongside with,
who've recorded all the recordings that you you're putting on there.
Yes, yes. So it's not just me. It's not just the audio that I've recorded. There are several people that were involved in the mission. So wanted to say thank you to all of them for the many years of having the live music, and for the bands too that have come through and have come back several times. So
we do it all together, folks. So we're going to leave you with one last recording. Musanda Wango was here also. And new folks, this has been News from the Boo, and I'll be back next week. Have a good evening. And I believe we have Free Culture Radio next. Folks, you are listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 6:30, and next will be Free Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
Timothy Leary lives. No, 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 no.